and journalists that we need to be protective of one another. Speaker, you and leadership arranged for all of us to be tested for the coronavirus disease that unfortunately has engulfed this country. The arrangement was that anybody who unfortunately tested positive would not be openly identified, but that the testing team would have an arrangement to contact them behind the curtains and have the situation managed. That has been the arrangement. Unfortunately, some people have elected after contact is made with them to ignore the appeal from the team, and they visit Parliament and they endanger the lives of all of us. The issue, Mrs. Speaker, is if you submitted yourself, you tested negative, as some of us have. On two occasions, I've submitted myself, I've tested negative. That doesn't mean that I'm out of the woods. If anybody tests positive and comes close to me, chances are that I may contract the disease. And it goes for everybody. Mr. Speaker, so we want to appeal to honorable members, to the staff, and to journalists. The staff and to journalists who have been contacted behind the curtain and who are not submitting themselves to the testing team. You are imperiling the lives of all of us. I think the team is getting frustrated, and we want to appeal once again to members, staff and journalists that if you are contacted, please don't come and imperil the lives of people. Yesterday, it was observed that one person who had been spoken to had gotten close to some members of parliament. He was engaging them, even though he had been spoken to. So please, let's be on the watch out for one another. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. So colleagues, members of parliament, staff, and journalists, please let's all comply. Otherwise, perhaps the medical team then may be forced to unveil the identity of those of them. And it's not good. They don't intend to do that. But those persons know themselves and they should comply. The speaker intends, in accord with that, to have an arrangement with the team such that those of us who are not able, members of parliament, staff, and journalists who are not able, including even the security personnel with us, who are able to submit themselves, would have the last opportunity to submit themselves so that we know that all of us are secure operating in this environment. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.